Switching gears now, we wanted to talk about a new report just out this week by the American Cancer Society. The report says that fewer people overall are being diagnosed with and dying from colorectal cancer. But the gap in death rates between blacks and whites is actually growing, with mortality among African Americans almost 50% higher than in whites. Here to tell us more about this is Dr. Otis Brawley. He is the chief medical officer at the American Cancer Society. He's on the phone from his office in Atlanta. Welcome, Dr. Brawley. Thanks for speaking with us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, doctor, I see that before 1980, the death rates from colorectal cancer were actually higher in white men than in African American men. The numbers for women were similar. But since then, the incidence and death rates have plummeted among whites. And now blacks are more likely to die. What's going on here?
Well, we think it's a couple of things. Number one, the changing diet in the United States is actually causing more colon cancer to actually start. Number two, and more importantly, there's a lot of screening that can be done that can both prevent colon cancer and prevent colon cancer death. There are disparities in that screening, and even once diagnosed, there are disparities in how effective people get treated. Perhaps 30 to 40% of blacks diagnosed with colon cancer have something wrong in their treatment when you look at the whole treatment that they get. It's probably true for 10 to 15% of whites.
So is the issue that, in your view, that African Americans have less access to medical care overall, or is this particular kind of screening, for some reason, they're not getting it?
Well, this is a symptom of an overall problem in the healthcare system. There are problems for African Americans and poor whites and poor Hispanics with cardiac disease as well. But there's a special problem with colorectal cancer screening, where we have definite evidence that screening decreases the death rate by at least 30%, and we have definite evidence that blacks are less likely to get screened than whites. By the way, we have evidence to show that 50% of whites who should be getting screened aren't getting screened as well. But it's more like 70% of blacks who should be getting screened aren't getting screened.
Do we know about Latinos?
We have less data, unfortunately, on Hispanics. And quite honestly, when we look at the whites, we find that the whites who get less than optimal treatment once diagnosed are poor. And so I actually think that rather than looking at blacks, whites, or Latinos, this is much more of a rich-poor issue or an educated, less educated issue.
No, is it? That's the question I'm asking. Is it access to the basic medical care, or is it that the messages that you're getting about whether you should be screened or not aren't getting to you?
It's absolutely both. You know, we have data to show that poor people and minorities are less likely to be screened. We have data to show, by the way, that people who have more aggressive, more advanced tumors who are insured are more likely to be alive than people who have low-stage tumors. These are people who have cancer, and insurance and education actually are tremendous factors in whether one is alive 5 years after diagnosis.
Can we back up a second and talk a little bit about what we know about what causes colorectal cancer and how is it treated?
Sure. The causes of colorectal cancer primarily are related to diet. We know that people who have diabetes, people who are overweight, people who don't get exercise are at higher risk for developing colon cancer. We also know that people who get screened and we find polyps and remove those polyps, we can actually prevent colorectal cancer. So it's a combination of bad lifestyle. Many of the things that cause diabetes and hypertension and cardiac disease also cause colon cancer.
Are there steps that all of us could be taking right now to lower our risk, no matter who we are?
Absolutely. Number one would be if people can get to ideal body weight, they are at lower risk for colorectal cancer than if they are obese. That can be very difficult to do, I realize. Secondly, anyone who's over the age of 50 should be getting some type of colorectal cancer screening. And we have wonderful studies to show that just checking stool for blood once a year decreases the death rate by 30%. Some people prefer to get colonoscopy, which if your colon has no polyps, you can get every 10 years. There are a number of other things one can do as well, such as sigmoidoscopy with stool blood testing. Colon screening is definitely recommended for anyone who's over the age of 50. People who have a family history of colon cancer, and by the way, 80% of people diagnosed with colorectal cancer do not have a family history. People who have a family history of people getting colon cancer earlier should perhaps talk to their doctor about getting screened earlier.
So you're saying that anyone over 50, that's men, women,
that's right.
No matter what your ethnic background
that's right.
might be. And finally, doctor, what additional research would be helpful here? What else would you like to know about this that's going on here?
We desperately need to know why there's differences in screening rates. We need to know why there's differences in quality of care received. And we've actually shown that having insurance actually gets you much better quality care in the United States than not having insurance. We've shown that rich people or educated people get better quality care than people who are less educated or people who are poor. But we need to dive further into that
okay.
and try to figure out how we can overcome those.
All right. Dr. Otis Brawley is the Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President of the American Cancer Society. He was kind enough to join us on the phone from his office in Atlanta. Dr. Brawley, thank you so much.
Thank you.